Hello, it is the Little Mental Health Project, and we are back again, third week. Okay, not third week, but like almost third week in a row. The consistency has been amazing, and you are with me, Colina, and my amazing co-host.
Hey, hey, Mwai here.
Sorry, I'm laughing because like when we were doing the back and forth about Irene and Genesis and stuff, someone was like, why are you guys doing that, wasting my time? I'm waiting to hear you guys engage in like good conversation. And you're
come on,
let me just give a shout out to Fishani, because he's the one who's like, why are you wasting our time, you know, going back and forth?
That's crazy. Shout out to Fishani as well, like from me.
Yeah. But tell me, how are you? How are you doing? How have the holidays been?
I'm good. I'm good, but I'm not the best at the moment. As I was saying to you before we hit record.
Yes.
But the thing is, it's just one of those things. It's like, okay, cool. You know, feeling away, no problem, let's just move, you know, we move, you know.
I hear that. I think I'm okay. I had family over here for Christmas, and my little precious nephew was here for like 13 days, being his cute self.
Oh, that's so cute. I love it. Love it for you.
They left yesterday, and like, now I'm eating his food. I'm eating, you know, baby food, because I'm like, oh, I miss him so much.
Oh, that's so cute. That's really, really cute. I'm so glad that you got that experience. Kids have that effect, right? Like they what's the actual hormone? It's called oxytocin.
Oh, yeah. Really? I didn't know that. Does it
being also... in the presence of children releases oxytocin?
Oh, I had no idea. I like at night last night I legit heard him cry, and he's not even here, because I know he's not here, because I know he's in Malawi right now. But I legit heard him cry, and I'm like, oh girl, he's not here.
Damn, talk about imprinting himself onto your heart.
I mean, I want one of those. One of these days.
Yeah.
Oh, one of these.
Yeah. I will say, being a mom, right? I will say that, like, you're saying that now. But then, like, it's like, that's the beauty of, you know, being an aunt, or being, you know, just someone that is outside of, you know, someone's, like, primary caregiving, right?
Yeah.
The fact that you can just have them for a moment, they're cute, they, you know, literally you only have like a cute viewpoint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But when you're with them long term, girl, girl,
it's that thing where I'm like, I can give them back to their mama if they're crying.
yes. That's the thing. That's the thing.
Yeah,
I've been feeling like that quite a lot recently, actually. Like, I mean, I would love to just give this child to someone for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
just handle him, you know, for like a week or so.
Yeah, I hear that. So, like, Tia is my is his mother. We went away, like we went into town without him. And you know, and like she was like, oh, like she's like, oh, I'm so distracted because my baby is at home. And I'm just like, girl, did you need a break? She's like, yeah, I know I needed a break, but like I'm so distracted now because I'm thinking like, oh, has he eaten? Is he fussy? Is he okay around the people that he's with? And I'm just like, oh man.
No, that's literally like every mother's thing, you know.
Yeah.
You require space, and then when you do have the space, it's like, oh, where are they?
Yeah. I miss my baby. Yeah. They're not crying for me.
Oh, that's so cute. So they were there for Christmas?
Yes. They were here for Christmas.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And how was Christmas just generally?
Well, it was all right. It was good. It was good to be around family and stuff like that. But like, I think for the most part, because I've spent a lot of Christmases alone, so like, it's still a bit of an adjustment for me to, like, you know, spend Christmas with people and just like hang out like in large groups. Like, I need to regroup at some point. Like, I'll just I think I remember calling you that day and like I was telling you I was feeling yeah, so I just disappeared to regroup and come back and, like, you know, rejoin the festivities. But, like, in all honesty, I think it was a blessing to just, like, you know, spend Christmas together and just, like, you know, be I think be merry, not to be, you know, not to be one of those people, but, like, yeah, I think it was a merry Christmas.
Okay, that sounds really good. That sounds good.
Yeah,
I'm glad. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you guys get out?
For us, we pretty much we just went for lunch at Ryle's. It was just a family lunch thing, and yeah, nothing much. You know, this year was this year was just like, yeah, whatever, let's just do. You know what I mean? But what I will say is that this year was definitely better than last year in terms of the festive mood. Because last year, like, my brother and his family were in Malawi, right? Because they live in the UK, they live in Colchester.
Yeah.
So they were over and we were doing like family portraits, you know, family pictures, etc. I know I've mentioned this to you before, but I'm just going to mention it, just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're basically doing family portraits, etc. And so it was a thing of, okay, you know, Joe and family, come take your pictures. Okay, Chippy and family, come take yours. And Patsy and fam, come take yours. Okay, now everybody. You know what I'm saying? And there was no, like, Mwai and your family, come take yours. Because obviously I do not have a significant other.
Yeah.
So that was extremely triggering for me. You know, it was extremely triggering. And that Christmas was pretty... I was down. I was down over that period because I'm a single mom, you know. And one of the things that I try and, you know, push is that even if you are a single mom, that's still a family. You know, it's still a family unit. You know, it's just obviously the traditional, you know, two-parent home. So, yeah, I did feel a way about it. And I was just, like, I took a drive just to kind of, like, clear my mind, except I didn't know how to actually navigate it or process it. I wasn't sure. I just became, like, super moody.
Yeah.
But what I did do after that is I did mention it to my mom, right? And just, like, this is how I felt, and, you know, when that was happening, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it to one of my aunts as well, that is a single mother. And, you know, I was basically, the way I had framed it when I was sharing with her was that, oh, they did this, you know, like, they made me feel this way. And she, you know, kind of put things into perspective for me, because she's like, you know what, that was not done intentionally, of course. You know, it wasn't done intentionally to make you feel a way. Bear in mind that, you know, they don't have the lived experience of being a single mother and then facing these sort of, like, you know, issues and dynamics, etc. They don't have that lived experience, so they would not actually know. You know, so it's, you know, part of the responsibility is me sharing, you know, like sharing, like, this is how I'm feeling about this, etc., etc. And yeah, which is why I did share with my mom, and she was just like, oh, okay, I get it, what. And yeah, I mean, there was a bit of an improvement, there was more intentionality about just how things were done regarding that and all of that. This Christmas was different, you know, because there was none of that. And I was just so grateful and so thankful that, okay, at least this is better. You know, and then also for the fact that, because the year itself has been quite eventful and good, you know, in terms of growth, etc., I think that also added to how I felt this Christmas period.
That's really dope, and that's really refreshing to hear that, like, you were able to communicate and, like, advocate for yourself. And this year things have been different, and there's so much intentionality. And I absolutely like the fact that that thing that your aunt said, to say, no, like, I don't think they did this on purpose, you should, like, you know, have a conversation with them. I think for the most part, because, you know, when you feel like that, when you've lived in that experience, and that is an experience, because experiences are personal, right? So if you're the only one that has lived through that experience in that group setting, you're the only one that is feeling like that, it's very easy for you to, like, you know, look at everyone else and say, oh, they're doing this despite me, because had mentioned to you, like, I was feeling some way, and then, like, you know, two people were trying to have a conversation with me about how I was feeling, and then they're like, oh, but you're sitting, you're creating these barriers by yourself. And I was like, you don't understand, you know? And like, I think I was falling back on what you'd say to say, because they haven't experienced it. It's something that they won't understand. But how about you help them understand? But then I'm also learning that there's certain things that you can't help people understand. And it's okay to just, you know, walk away with, okay, they wouldn't understand why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. You know, I can't see, because this is a personal experience. So maybe to just, I hate to use this phrase, but like, maybe to just agree to disagree, because I don't know what to do for you to understand, because you can understand. Because I think for the most part, I think when it comes to experiences, a lot of people don't understand because they usually speaking from a position of privilege, you know. So if you're privileged enough to say, like, for in your instance, to say, oh, like, they seem to have like a what we call a more traditional family unit, you know, and you're trying to explain to them from your single mother perspective, and they don't get it, because they know is we have a more traditional family unit. So we don't know what that looks like, and like, their experience always comes from like a place of privilege, so it's like extremely hard to understand. I get that it gets extremely difficult for people during the holidays, and I'm just, you know, sending love and light to everyone who, like, you know, had like difficult holidays on account of, like, you know, having different kinds of family units, or like maybe having lost a loved one, or maybe, you know, you're struggling with like comparison. And, you know, during the holidays, like, everyone comes together, and you have cousins that are doing their PhDs, and they're like way younger than you, and you have like people who are like married, and like they have like a family, and they're like way younger than you, and you're thinking, what am I doing with my life? And, you know, people are like telling you what they did during the year, and they look like, you know, their life has been successful. So I can imagine that, you know, holidays can be extremely difficult for like a lot of people. So I just wanted to send love and light because
thank you so much.
I just wanted to send love and light to everyone.
Yeah, no, like, legit, it's in, I mean, we appreciate that, because even just speaking to a couple of other friends, right, like single mothers, etc., it's not, how should I put this, it's actually a common thing amongst us, you know, and just to be able to share with others, you know, and then also just hear how they're feeling as well. It's like, okay, fine, this is not just me, you know, being you know, being funny. So
no, these are like real experiences, and like, a lot of people don't understand. If you've never like been in their shoes, you wouldn't understand. Like, they want to make you feel like, why are you so ungrateful? You know, you still have all these other things. Like, yo, but you don't get my experience, you know? And that's okay, you know, because experiences are extremely personal, and not everyone has to understand or get where you're coming from, you know? There's very few people who are able to be, like, empathetic in a sense that they want to understand without, you know, coming, bringing their own views that, like, in that moment, do not help you in any way. And like, I get, like, there are times when you have to advocate for yourself, and, you know, like, you know, make yourself visible and stuff like that, but it's just nice to, like, not have to do those things, and just, you know, have people be intentional with you during during that period. But like, it's hard, but like, you know, like, that's why conversations, that's why we talk about these things. And like, if we can't have conversations with the people we want to understand us, we can have conversations with us, we can have conversations with, you know, people who are like us, you know, in a sense, like, not just regarding like struggling during the holidays, but like, you know, like us in like several in like so many shapes and forms, like struggle with acne, someone who has clear skin not understand what your struggle is, you know. So if you're able to speak to someone who also struggles with acne, then, you know, you have a grounding, and you have like mutual understanding, because your experiences is shared and common among you.
You have definitely like nailed that. Yeah, you definitely nailed that. And I mean, I'm just so proud for the conversation that we're having even now, right? Because, and I think anyone, you know, if anyone goes back to like old podcasts and then, you know, works their way up to these ones, I know for a fact that they'll be able to hear the growth in our conversations as well.
Man.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which brings me to, you know, the segue I wanted to ask. When doing your reflection, you know, just self-reflection, how are you feeling about 2022? How was it generally?
I think yesterday I was saying to my boyfriend that I think 2022 has been, I think for me, for the most part, has been a learning year, you know, and I think I have practiced the most patience with myself. And I think towards the end, I have learned to be like extremely gracious with myself. And also to say that I read something that I found to be really, really good. It said something like, you know, there's so many things that you can love and there's so many people that you can love, you know. And if you are a person that is able to give love, if you're a person that is capable of love, you need to start by loving the person you spend the most time with, and that is yourself, you know? How much love are you pouring into yourself? And like, I think just learning what pouring love into myself looks like has been, I think, the most important lesson of 2022. And also just, I think, growing in learning to pick my battles and like just learning to understand like how my psyche works, like, you know, just trying to like just understand who I am as a person and like why I struggle with the things that I struggle, like I think revisiting those traumas from like a more learned perspective, you know, and not from a place of fear, you know. So I think it was a bit of a roller coaster in the beginning, but like and then like I think somewhat a couple of weeks ago, but like I think there's been so much growth, Mai, and like, this is not just to say this because I'm like, oh, I'm talking about myself, so I know, like, I know about my growth, but like, when I look back, and like, this morning I was having a conversation with my pastor. He's been extremely, like, instrumental in, like, my growth, because I used to be all over the place, like, mentally, and just, like, you know, I was just saying to him, like, you know, I actually can see like there's been so much growth, and like I'm starting to appreciate, you know, that thing that people say, like, you know, the older you get, the wiser you become, the more, you know, in tune with yourself you become. And like I think those things are true about like age. It could not just be an age thing, but also it could be like how much intention are you putting in, like, you know, your growth, or like in like learning to love yourself. And I think going into 2023, I want to like actively, you know, be more of someone who pours love into herself, you know, because if I can give love to others, I definitely have room in the capability to give love to myself. What has 2022 been like for you? Because I know you've been moving and pushing and doing the things, and I am extremely proud of you. So just tell us about your 2022, and also do not be shy to highlight the big things that you've been doing in the mental health realm.
Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh, 2022, I'm not even gonna lie, has been, I think this year, I would never have envisioned that the year could have worked out the way that it has.
Yeah.
There's just been a lot going on. There's just, and you know, in the best way, you know. I'm just gonna mention this again, but obviously I shared on it in the previous podcast, but I have to share it since we're doing a reflection thing.
Yes.
Like I started the year with the two themes that I mentioned last time, discipline and courage.
Yeah.
And I really do believe that I actually did do the work in those areas. So discipline, and I know that I was able to develop that, like, in terms of my physical health, with working out and, you know, just with my diet. And then with Courage, you know, that was about, you know, really stepping into what I believe is my purpose, which is, you know, really going for the mental health and wellness stuff and, you know, just raising awareness, you know, sharing, not just sharing, but also learning as well. You know, it's been monumental. I'm not even gonna lie. There's been a lot. But at the same time, you know, obviously when you're doing this reflection stuff, you have to, you know, keep it balanced, right? And this is also something I'm learning. I'm not really sure if last year I would have been able to say things like this that I'm about to say. This year has also shown me where my shortcomings are as a person. It has highlighted to me some of the weaknesses. Rather, I've been more intentional, you know, about looking at my weaknesses, as opposed to avoiding them, as opposed to masking them. You know, it's been uncomfortable, you know, for some of the parts, because you really have to look at your character, your personality, and, you know, just kind of looking at certain things and being like, wait a minute, I don't actually like how that worked out. You know, I don't like that, you know, this happened, or I don't like how this happened, you know. So looking at those situations and experiences where I could have done better, but also learning to give myself the grace, right? Just, okay, I don't like this, for example, but not attaching that to myself, you know? I look at the behavior or the thoughts or whatever as separate to myself, because I'm not trying to like say that that's part of me. It's just behaviors, you know? It's things that, okay, I'm looking at this, okay, I need to change that sort of thing. So in terms of this year, I feel like I really did start to see myself, you know. And also another big one was the relationship that I have with my family, especially my parents. I mean, obviously coming from the background that I come from in terms of substance abuse, right? Being able to work on my relationships, to rebuild trust, to rebuild integrity within the relationships has also been really amazing. And I mean, now I can sit down and just chat with my parents. You know, previously I couldn't do that, you know. So that's been a big one for me as well. And then also, like, in terms of, you know, just life generally, I also feel like I've grown as a mother. You know, in terms of my parenting, I've been intentional about my parenting. I have not spent as much time as I would like with my son, but I do know that that's a large part to do with building, you know, just building on the wellness things that I've been doing, mental health and wellness things. But going into 2023, my plan is to pour more into my child, because these are the years that are extremely significant, you know. He's 2 years old, so between the ages of 2 and 5, I need to be intentional, I need to be present. So that will mean that even in 2023 I have to drop some projects, for example, you know, because I need to have enough time, you know, and I'm not trying to be a burnt out mom. So that's
really dope. I am absolutely proud of you, just watching you go to work this year. And like, let me just say that courage has definitely been the biggest theme, because you have really stepped into these places and just like, you know, done what you need to do. And like, previously I remember you were like so scared, like, oh, but like, you know, will I be able to do this? And you know, like, you know, and you just carried yourself through gracefully, and just, you just went in there. And like, remember, I think I'd sent you this thing, this book, the book title Lioness Rising by Brené Brown. And I say to you, like, this makes me think of you. Like, I saw this and I absolutely thought of you. And like, I think that came out so much, that lioness that was rising, it came out so much, especially towards the second half of this year. And like, girl, like, it's been an absolute honor sitting on the front seat and just watching you go out there and like, you know, live your best life and like, you know, just conquer your fears and, you know, like, just do the work that you love. It's been absolutely beautiful to watch. I have absolutely loved it, and I am super proud of you, and I can't wait to see what
I can't wait either. And I just want to say thank you so much for your words, like your kind words. I really, really do appreciate it. And legitimately, thank you so much for always, literally always affirming me. You've been so consistent in my life, even the times that maybe we're not talking because, you know, life takes over, right? And we're busy. But like, you have still remained consistent in the fact that I know that you're always there. I know that you're always rooting for me. Like, I can't even. The quality of friendships that I have now, literally, like, I thank God. I don't even know. Like, I don't even know how I deserve this. But I really, really thank God. And I have to say, you, Colina, Genesis, you have been extremely pivotal in my life and in my journey and in the growth as well. Excuse me. Especially for the fact that you have provided a safe space.
Yeah.
You know, you have provided a safe space through this podcast. You have provided a safe space just through the conversations that we have, WhatsApp conversations, text, phone calls, voice notes, literally the safe space that I've been able to really cultivate with you has been pivotal in my growth. I'm not even gonna lie, because I've been open enough to share, open enough to like, you know, I don't know what's happening over here, you know, like open enough to share where I have fallen. And to be honest, this is what everybody needs. You know, this is what everybody literally needs, a safe space. And I'm excited as to actually be going into that, as in taking safe spaces physically, you know, from moving from virtual to physical, well, not moving, but adding rather, you know, the physical element. And that's like a project that we will be doing together. I can't wait to share more on that. But yeah, I have to just say that.
Oh, I bless all of it for you, baby. All of it, I bless it for you. Like, I'm so proud of you. I feel like crying right now. It's been such a long year, but like, one way when you sit and you look back and you're like, oh my God, I've come from so far. And like, look at me really stepping into my, oh gosh, I'm trying not to cry. Look at me really stepping in my purpose. And like, I absolutely like that for you.
Yeah.
I actually saw something the other day. My brother bought me this book. I'm a huge fan of Michelle Obama, so he bought me The Light We Carry. And because it's been the holidays and there's been like family around, I haven't gotten around to reading it. But like, just at the back of the book, she says, okay, I have the book in my hand right now. Just at the back of the book, she says, I've learned it's okay to recognize that self-worth comes wrapped in vulnerability, and that what we share as humans on this earth is the impulse to strive for better, always, no matter what. We become bolder in brightness. If you know your light, you know yourself. You know your own story in an honest way. In my experience, this type of self-knowledge builds confidence, which in turn breeds calmness and an ability to maintain perspective, which leads finally to being able to connect meaningfully with others. And this to me is the bedrock of all things. One light feeds another. One strong family lends strength to more. One engaged community can ignite those around it. This is the power of the light we carry. And when I read this, I absolutely thought,
wow,
like, I just thought, oh wow. And when I like, you know, wrote something in my journal, and I said, may you always choose light, may you always be light. Because I think when we're vulnerable in our light and like in our courage and in our confidence and in like choosing to do the things that we need to do, I think it really, 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 you know, goes a long way into like just feeding, you know, the next person. Like, my strength is like, you know, feeding the next person and like, you know, stuff like that on a daily basis. So I absolutely, absolutely love that that's what's been going on. Did I just lose you?
Yes. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I don't know what happened. So
I was speaking. What was the last thing you heard me say?
Oh gosh, what was it?
Did I finish reading the excerpt from Michelle Obama?
Yeah, you had just finished reading the back.
So I was basically just saying that, you know, like, like with what we've been doing here, you know, to recognize self-worth, like what she says about recognizing self-worth, and you know, it becomes wrapped in vulnerability. And I think that's been like a huge part of like this podcast, you know, just being as vulnerable as possible. And that's where you like learn, and like you said, where you learn like the things that you do that, you know, about you, the things that you don't like about yourself. And when you're able to have those conversations, when you're able to like self-reflect and, you know, find confidence and courage to be able to like learn and grow from those things, I think then like she says, you know, one strong person, you know, one engaged community can ignite those around it, like where you and I are able to like, you know, just share our light, you know, in our courage and our like confidence with one another, and therefore like grounding each other and like just helping each other to like, you know, continue to like carry on with like courage and like especially for me, like I think confidence is a thing that didn't come easily for me, but just, you know, being consistently vulnerable and just being consistent with like the things that I said I'll do has actually really, really helped in that regard. And also like I wanted to thank you for like always affirming me and like, you know, asking me the difficult questions and like not shying away from like wanting to have conversations that can even potentially make me uncomfortable. But like I think those are the conversations that like when you sit alone at night, you're able to like reflect on them and just, you know, like grow from those conversations. So I absolutely love that our 2022 went the way it went, and I just pray that in 2023 we grow from strength to strength and just, you know, continue stepping into our purpose and like, you know, igniting those around us.
yeah no, absolutely, I 100% agree. So this brings me on to asking, do you have any like New Year's resolutions, like specific ones or goals or intentions or themes?
I think my intentions are to be more courageous. I think I will borrow from you in like being courageous this year, and like I think consistent, and also to just pour love into myself. And like what that looks like can be anything, whether it's to continue being vulnerable, to continue being kind to myself, and like also pouring love into others can also look like pouring love into yourself. So I think consistency, to be intentional about, you know, pouring love into myself, and I think courage and like hope, you know, hope for, I know the world can be menacing, but like to have hope to say like, even in a world where things are crazy and there's bad people, to like just hope that there's always light around us, there's always beauty and kindness surrounding us, and love, most important.
Absolutely.
What are yours?
Okay, so abundance, which I mentioned last week or the week before, whenever that was. And then also, I'm not too sure about the other one, but what I do know is that I wanted to kind of be surrounding feeling, or really just like getting to know myself more. You know, I mean, obviously we started the journey, but I feel like there's so many layers, you know. This year, yes, I've acknowledged that, okay, these are areas that, you know, require some growth. These are areas that require some whatever. And next year, I want to go further than the acknowledgement, you know. I want to be able to sit with myself well, sit with my feelings, sit with who I really am, you know, and just, like, I want to get deep into that, you know. And a major part of that will also be getting into my spiritual health a lot more, being intentional about my spirituality. That's literally what I want to do next year.
I bless it for you. I bless it for you. And I'd like to sit with myself with you, because I think for the most part, we avoid ourselves because I don't know what we're afraid of. Oh, now I remember something from Akilah and the Bee. You know that poem that says our deepest fear is not that we're not capable. This is me paraphrasing, but because we know we're capable beyond, you know, comprehension, and we're afraid of that. So I think to like honestly sit with yourself, and like, you know, when we try to get to know someone, we sit with them, we have coffee, we have tea, we have conversations. So I think it's equally important to like do that with yourself, if you're trying to get to know yourself, if you're trying to, like, you know, lean into yourself and, like, you know, find confidence within yourself. So I absolutely bless it for you, and, like, we can, like, have more conversations around this as the year progresses, you know. Look, we're almost out of time. I'm hoping we can be back here next week and, like, just, you know, stepping into the new year, and just, you know, and time is flying by so quickly, you know.
It really is.
I can't believe we're already, like, this is one more day and we're in a whole different year. It's just been very quick.
It has, you know. And when I was literally looking back and I was thinking, okay, this year, you know, just doing a roadmap, I was like, how is this, like, a thing? Like, I feel as if some of the things happened, like, a year ago or 2 years ago, and to actually sit and say, oh wait, this happened in 2022, this year.
It's
like, what? What has happened?
It's been
so much has happened.
It's been a learning curve, and, like, so much has happened. And, like, I bless 2023 for everyone, and just, you know, I am looking forward to, like, you know, stepping into the next year doing this with you, and just, you know,
absolutely. I'm excited for the things that we'll be doing next year, and I can't wait to share with everybody when we next jump on this.
Happy New Year to everyone, and
Happy New Year.
Hey, have a good year, I hope. And we hope that you can be intentional about being courageous and, like, you know, being the light in your
Happy New Year, everyone.
All right, bye.
Bye.